Hello everyone, my name is Vigil and you're listening to Unedited. I was recently working on LinkedIn. I was running some ads and ironically there was an ad that ran on me, on my feed, and what I saw was basically it said an average CEO read about 60 books a year. Basically what it was trying to say, if you wanted to be a CEO, if you wanted to be successful, you have to read 60 books a year. And it was giving me some kind of package with which I could buy books and it will be home delivered to my place. Greatest and the latest books from the top 10 list in the world. And then there is this another app which basically said the same thing. But they said, hey, instead of reading, why don't you listen to books? It got me thinking. Last year I read about 47 books. Does that make me any less? Or this year I haven't actually read more than 5. Does that make me inferior to CEOs, to other founders, or to other people? I don't know what these ads are trying to say, but I went into a tangent. I read through a bunch of things that people are writing. I started thinking about it. Now, in an age where information is so freely available, I mean, think about it. There is 1.2 million terabytes of data on the internet, and all you need to access that is basically a laptop, a computer, a phone, for God's sake. And that's all you need. So all the knowledge in the world is at your fingertips. Sorry about that. And with all that knowledge, why is that we don't see any significant improvement in the last 25 years? When I say improvement, I mean invention, right? Early 1920s, 1940s, we saw so many inventions coming in, so many new discoveries, so many things being made from scratch. It flooded the market. So now all we see is improvement. And then there are people who basically say you have to read a lot to become smart. I mean, you have to read a lot to become successful. Yes, reading helps. But why is that so many people read, but they are not successful? I mean, why don't they become CEOs? There are people I know who basically read one book a day. They consume books like we breathe. But they are normal people. They work a regular job. They don't earn that much. They earn as much as I do, or anybody else does at our age. But they are not CEOs. They are not the definition of successful that these ads and these companies put forth. So it got me thinking, right? I sat down, it got me thinking, and here's what I know, right? What is reading? Reading is basically consuming knowledge. Not consuming knowledge. Reading is basically going through knowledge. It's knowing. Reading, if you read a lot of books, you know a lot of stuff. But what is the point of knowing? If you have mobile phone connected to an internet, or basically if you have access to Wikipedia, you have a million terabytes of data in your hand. So if somebody asks you, you can just Google and know stuff. What is the point of knowing? You know where Bahamas is, you know where Sri Lanka is, you know where Vietnam is. But what is the point of knowing? How does it change our lives? I don't think that reading 100, 60 or 500 books a year would make any difference to anybody's life apart from spending all that time just knowing stuff. Reading 47 books, just reading them, just knowing about what's there, what's the content, was there in these books, did it change my life? No, it did not. So what did, right? I think what made a difference in my life was using what I knew, using what I read. I read a book on how to make cocktails. So I started a company which makes pre-bottled cocktails for people. It's my recipes. I'm not exactly my recipes. It's the recipes that I read in the book. I read another book which spoke about how to write. So I started writing on Medium. It's not great writing, but I write. So there are some tips that we basically said, hey, write every day. I can't write every day, but I try to write almost every second or third day. I'm not really sure at what point it would make a difference, but I know for a fact that if I had just left at knowing that I have to write every day to be a good writer, just knowing that and not doing anything, it wouldn't have made any difference. So here's the one line podcast for you. Knowing is nothing. Doing is. Now, here's the catch, right? But if you don't know what to do, how would you do? It's good play with words, right? If you don't know which pedal or which button to press, how would you fly a plane? So first you have to know. So reading books does not change your lives. What does change your lives is reading those books and using what's there in those books and implementing it somewhere. If there's a book on sales, on how to drive sales, you need to experiment with those things. Most of the time, just knowing. By the end of that year, that I actually started implementing it. Before that, when I was not reading 56, trying to read 100 books a year, I was reading 20, 30 books max. That included fiction. But I was using it. And that made a hell lot of difference in my professional life. I read a lot of books on sale. I read a lot of books on marketing. I read blogs that I could use. Here is it again. Knowing is nothing. Doing is. But to do, you have to know. Quite frankly, there's nothing more that I have to talk about. I mean, the thing that I told you was the ultimate podcast that you can listen to. That's the ultimate thing that you should know. But again, knowing is nothing. Doing is. Here's a question, right? We have so much work in our lives. How do we do new stuff? Quite frankly, I see people read a lot while traveling. And if you're in Bangalore, if you know of Bangalore, if you know of India, there are huge traffic jams. So basically, you have a lot of time during your commute to office and back to sleep and read. So if you haven't slept, you can catch up in your sleep. But if you haven't read, you can actually read in a bus. And it's quite comfortable. You know, I don't know what doctors say about reading a book in a transport which moves a lot, shakes a lot. But I'm not saying a rickety kind of shake, but it's roads, right? It's not as smooth as a plane or a train would be. But I know this for sure. A lot of people read. Now you would ask me when I'm, again, right? You spend most of your time earning for your family, earning to eat, earning to buy things that you need. When do you apply what you learned in these books? Quite frankly, I don't know. To use what I knew from these books, I had to get up at 4 in the morning. Right now, I still wake up at 4:30. Because we will always have 24 hours in our life. That is not going to change. In one of my previous episodes, I actually talk about how to get things done. And one of the major points in it, the only point in it, is about routines. So because of my routine, so I have a routine. Every morning I do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Every evening I do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are randomness during whatever I do. But that's fact of life. There are things that you can't account for. There are things you have to deal with. There are loved ones you have to give time for. You can't plan those moments. My girlfriend actually calls me a robot because of it. But what that did was give me more time to experiment with the things that I learned from these books. So time would always be a problem for you. But it's ultimately up to you that if you want to spare some time in experimenting and learning new things. Again, learning is not knowing. Learning is knowing something and doing it and experiencing whatever you learned by doing it so that whatever you knew by doing it so that you can learn new things out of it. You can come to not a conclusion, but a test result, if I might call it that. Ultimately, you don't have to read 100 books. You don't have to read 60 books. Read one. Read one that you like. Fiction is good, but that's entertainment. Don't read for entertainment. Read to know things. Read to do things by knowing them. Read to learn. But everything else doesn't matter if you just stop at reading. Now, I've repeated this about, I'm not sure, 10 times in this podcast. But put this in your head. Carve it there. Knowing is nothing. Don't read a book to know stuff. Nobody cares. There's no point looking smart in front of 100 people if you can't do shit with the thing that you knew. What would you do if you know what the capital of Bolivia is? It doesn't make any difference to you. Does it? I can't think of a profession or a business that would be affected by that. There might be some. I don't know everything. But don't read for knowing. Don't read to show off. But because quite frankly, the awe that other people feel, that we feel, stays only for a second. After that, you become a bore. Nobody cares. You're just an ass who acts know-it-all. Who is a know-it-all? An ass who is a know-it-all. No, how do you say that? Don't care. You get it. So if you want to read, don't call reading a science fiction or a comic book reading. Reading is, or at least that CEO level reading that these ads were talking about, is about reading things that add value to your life and to your loved ones. Knowing things that would ultimately add value to you. But just knowing, don't stop at knowing. Use that. Use that to improve. Use that to move. Use that to earn that extra money that you wanted. Use that to become rich. Use that to become successful. Use that to become happy. And that's what you should read. Because there were a billion people before us and there would be a billion people after. And just because you knew something is not going to matter. This is Unrated. And my name is Vigil. You have a good weekend.